people, and in a minute you're going to understand why. I know I have the reputation around our administration as the guy who never gives an A and never quite satisfied, but this is a day with no buts. What the people of the Department of Revenue have done, taking a reasonable, I think, sound idea and translating it through effective action, is something every citizen of this state should be grateful for. And we hope to take a step forward toward a balanced budget and fiscal solvency through tax amnesty. We have taken three. In addition, these folks have achieved something that will pay dividends for years. We have added tens of thousands of people to the tax rolls and businesses. Half the money collected has come from out of state. Last I looked, there were 20 states or more where more than $1 million was collected. This could never have occurred through normal processes, but these people now are aware of their obligations. They know we know where they live. And we expect that the whole process of seeing that every citizen in business does his duty and carries his share of the obligations of citizenship will be much better done for years to come. So I've asked Jennifer and Andrew, on behalf of all the people who made this possible in the Department of Revenue, to show you, as of 9:30 this morning, what they have achieved through tax amnesty. I cannot thank you enough for what you've done. I want to add one more achievement, which to me is also very important. To our knowledge, after hundreds of thousands of mailings, tens of thousands of phone calls out, tens of thousands of phone calls received, thousands and thousands of face-to-face visits, not one customer complaint. Somehow, these fabulous people achieved this and maintained their sense of courtesy and decency, their sense of humor. I couldn't have done it. But they have done that, and on top of three times our expected or the projected revenue, on top of what it means for the future of sharing the burden of taxation more fairly, that means a lot to me. And I'm sure it meant a lot to the citizens who with whom you interacted, so thank you for that also. Are there questions?
What are you going to do with the money?
Well, let's keep this in perspective. Even this astonishing result amounts to well under 1% of a budget. This state is still climbing out of bankruptcy, back toward true balance. And so this is, as I said, we hope to take one step forward. We took three or more. But these are still small steps. So for the moment, let's just celebrate the fact we're that much closer to true balance. It brought the day forward when, people said you can't correct 10 years in two or three. We said, no, we think we could, maybe even less than two. This brings that day of solvency a little closer.
What about what's still out there, Governor? Not to diminish this at all, but how does the collection process change from here on out for those markets?
Yes, effective Wednesday morning, of course, we're in an enforcement mode. Penalties double. And we have a lot of plans to go now very aggressively against those who chose not to take advantage of the amnesty. For instance, another benefit of the amnesty is that all the steps the law requires before the state can sue, notice, for instance, to the delinquent taxpayer, have been satisfied. So litigation can now proceed immediately and with no further cost in many, many cases. There are people who hold licenses from the state to sell alcoholic beverages or lottery tickets who chose not to take advantage of the amnesty. Action will proceed against them as well. This was a one-time offer. It's a very encouraging. So many folks stepped forward and took advantage. But we always said, now or never. And we are just as serious about moving forward now with those who are still delinquent as we were during these 2 months. Well, the vast majority is going to be kept by the state. The total cost of the program, I'm advised, is a little over $10 million, maybe 12 or 13. It was the best money we could have spent, by the way. The return on that money, you can see, is overall is something like 15 or 16 to 1. The amount in cash, most of it, last I looked, was in cash. Much of the rest is on payment plans. And that'll come in reasonably quickly. John can give you the latest breakdown. That's a good question, Jim. I actually don't know what the longest. John, you're somewhere close by. What's the longest payment plan you can?
Those that have payment plans will be making monthly payments on the 15th of the month, and the final payments due June the 15th of next year.
Mm-hmm. I think would take about $28 million of that. Well, I was told 18% of all out-of-state money in one.
No, John can walk you through later the details, but their total payment to them, looking yesterday, is more like 11, something like that. It was a very tightly drawn contract. Best money we could have spent. Probably got an 8 or 9 to 1 return on that money. They had a lot of costs against it. 700,000 cards and postcards mailed out. Several hundred thousand phone calls out. One of the lessons that the DOR folks learned from the other states who have done this before is go aggressively out, especially out of state, from the beginning. And that's probably one reason we got the result we did. Again, about half this money coming from out-of-state businesses and some wealthy individuals. And that contract was absolutely essential. Incidentally, that company added to the 3,000 Hoosiers they already employ, added 120, and those jobs last. So as another small benefit of the program, 120 more Hoosiers found work in that business.
So many of the people at the upper end turned out like businesses that had gone out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Norm. Again, and as I say, this will pay many, many dividends. We've learned more about how people either innocently or cleverly have avoided their taxes, and collections will be much better in the future. We've learned which of the debts on the state books were real and which were folks who were long deceased or businesses which are long, long gone. I'm told that a significant fraction of the money carried on the state's books really wasn't there to be collected in the first place. So the benefits of amnesty will go well beyond the dollars collected. It'll be paying off for a long, long time in better practices, and again, by adding tens of thousands of people to the tax rolls for next year and the future.
No. Code violations, so they're not so dependent on, you know, state for money.
Well, it's an interesting question, and we'd be more than happy to share the learning, which is enormous, from what the experience we've just been through. As you know, there were something like 41 different taxes and fees that were eligible, and I don't doubt that DOR, as they look back now, will learn what worked well in one category versus another. But that's a very interesting idea. And if any county or local community might benefit from it, we'd be delighted to help them.
Just how much money we forgave in penalties and interest to get back?
We were trying to figure something out last night, Nikki, and I'll ask John afterward to visit with you about it. It's a tricky question because the answer is zero with regard to all those people we never would have found or never would have made contact with. One thing I learned just visiting people in the lines or bumping into people at the agent offices around the state, a large number of these folks were trying to pay their taxes. Many of them were innocent in the first place. They either didn't know or didn't understand their obligation. And no one should leap to the conclusion that all these folks were knowingly not carrying their load. I'd say my sense is a very high percentage either were unaware or were trying to catch up and were having trouble. So in that respect, too, I think we can feel good about helping them wipe the slate clean and maybe stay current from now on.
Were there any where the records were just plain wrong, but they didn't owe anything?
Oh, I'm sure. And again, I'll refer you to the DOR folks. But as in many, many departments, we are finding the state's records are terribly out of date. Systems have been bad and so forth. And there's been, a long-term benefit of this is learning about that in this department and improving both our records and our practices for the future. Yeah.
Can you lay out the case for that? Why should Hoosiers?
The case is that if we don't do something different, we're only going to build less than half the roads, bridges, and rail lines we need to be a great state. The case is this will lead to probably hundreds of thousands of jobs that won't happen otherwise. A state that wants to be stronger economically and happens to be at the crossroads of America needs the best roads and bridges and infrastructure possible. And business as usual won't even get us halfway there. So that's why we're investigating this. We don't have a proposal to make yet. But if someone is willing to offer the taxpayers of this state potentially $1 billion, $2 billion dollars that otherwise we wouldn't have or would have to come through dramatically higher gas taxes that I'm never going to be for, then this is worth having a look at. I don't know the exact answer, but I know that let's just say there are several groups which have taken the step of signing a confidentiality agreement and coming to the so-called data room to delve deeply into the facts that would be necessary to make a bid. And this means they're going to spend a lot of their own money to develop that bid, and I suspect that that means that we'll have several people who make some kind of an offer.
Is Centra Macquarie or Macquarie Development Group among those?
I'm not sure, and I don't think I would talk about specific firms if I was.
That raises this question then. What kind of transparency will there be on this as we go forward?
Well, there'll have to be total transparency, both as to who's involved and the terms of any proposal. Well, I'm going to leave it to the lawyers and the experts to see at what point any of this should be disclosed. But for the moment, I think we ought to respect the confidence of people who up to this point haven't even made an offer to the state. And I don't want to scare anybody away by premature statements that I might make. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
13% raising some of its debts. How does Indiana stand?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we lagging behind?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we are not seeing, as I think you may recall, through 4 months of the fiscal year, we're not seeing any surprising increase in revenues. The step of amnesty will be really the first such a positive revenue surprise that we've had. And I think it reflects the continuing a struggle of the Indiana economy that is the thing we're working on the hardest. But no one would be happier than I if there was some sort of a unexpected windfall going on, as other states are experiencing. The national economy is still strong. We have not been participating in the recovery over the last few years, and we're still not growing at the same rate that other states are. Yeah.
Sales, income, food, beverage. Your thoughts on any of that?
I'm pretty positive about it. I of course, proposed allowing local governments to have alternative sources of revenue last year, and it continues to be a good idea in my judgment. I think we want to be careful to make sure that any new revenue is used to, at least overwhelmingly, to offset property taxes and doesn't simply become new spending where property taxes stay high and then people have a new tax to deal with. I also liked, in what I've seen so far, the suggestions that they came forward with, which I've invited, about deregulation from the state level, trying to find some of the rules and regs that local government lives under that really don't add any value, that might alleviate their burden a little bit. So I thought it was a very constructive contribution, and it's fully consistent with the views I've been advocating for a long time. It did not, but I'm not closed-minded about it. I think we listed 7 or 8 other sources that, as a suggestion to the legislature. It wasn't meant to be a complete list, but I would listen if that was something that the local government and the legislature thought was a good idea.
Are you concerned that if sales tax statewide and then a local state tax and then food and beverage taxes, that you might be getting up into New York-style sales tax?
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll ever catch up to New York or places like that. We'll see that we don't. But it is a legitimate concern that I know has led the legislature in the past to be especially cautious about sharing that particular revenue source, which is really the last one left, I guess, that is a big one that is only for the state government. Yes, looks like that qualifies, and we're drawing up the necessary papers. You know us, fast as it can, and it might be today, might be tomorrow. You have to document, obviously carefully, if you want the right answer. It's a very interesting situation, as I mentioned. The people hit over, and the businesses hit overwhelmingly. There are Mennonite and Amish in character. Many of these folks, in fact. As far as I know, none of these folks has insurance, residential insurance. The insurance they have is each other. And it was really inspiring. Before the rescue workers could get there, there were people in buggies and people in black clothing swarming over the site, helping each other and beginning the reconstruction. By the time I got there, early the next afternoon, roofs were back on houses. And I don't mean slapdash temporary replacement. I mean roofs you'd be glad to pay for on your own house. It's a very, very uplifting thing to see, but yes, we'll be seeking that aid.
Governor, in your administration, about 12 new offices or state agencies or departments have been created. How do you square that with Republicans' general recommendation for smaller government?
Well, because we've closed at least as many, I suspect, as have been open. In a couple cases, the most important ones, we were, I believe, it's fair to say, making government more effective, carving child protection and child support out of FSSA, both of those jobs were being done so poorly that we thought it only made sense to pull them aside so that we could focus on them directly. I wanted an agency that I could work with directly. But in many cases, we have combined offices. We are in many cases, a shrinking government, and that'll always be our general inclination.
Can you talk about what kind of legislative session you expect this year and what you're going to get done?
I hope it'll be very active. As I've often said, I don't think we have a day to waste in attacking Indiana's problems, let alone one of the 4 legislative sessions of my term. I plan to advocate, first of all, the jobs and transportation program that we call Major Moves, a program to help schools move more dollars to the classroom to make teacher pay higher and classrooms smaller and textbooks less expensive, and certainly to help local governments have more flexibility and perhaps over time a lighter burden so that we can get property taxes down. Those, I think, will be the 3 major emphases, and we will have some I would say second-tier proposals, too.
Will you seek any of the things that you weren't able to accomplish last year, like
Yes, we will ask for reconsideration of those things that we didn't achieve. We've already talked about one, more flexibility for local government to raise money in other ways was one of our one of those things we suggested that we did not accomplish last year.
Did a very good job in the last session. I anticipate he'll do a very good job, and House Republicans will support him in this session.
But it's all a matter of luck, right? I just, this one time, I just hope that everybody here, even our friends from the media, will take a minute to thank some state employees who have just demonstrated. For folks who think, and many are tempted from time to time to think, government just can't ever quite get anything right, these people just did a spectacular job, top to bottom, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart, and I hope everybody else here will do the same.